Are you paying too much for your home and auto insurance? At Caleb Holloway State Farm, you're one quick click, call, and quote away for some serious savings. Visit www.calebholloway.net or call 706-406-2111 for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. Like a good neighbor, Caleb Holloway State Farm is there. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Rob from Cigar Store Idiots. You may be asking yourself what Moonwalker Delta 8 is. Moonwalker is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products, an emerging category pushing the boundaries of the cannabis plant. By expertly combining terpenes with complementary flavors, Moonwalker represents the absolute pinnacle of Delta 8 THC products, all engineered for pure bliss and joy. If you have any questions or concerns about the legality of Delta 8, please feel free to visit moonwalker.com/pages/legal.
Entertain. Is this not why you are here?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cigar Store Idiots. I am Rob, and you, sir, are?
I am Ed.
Ed, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not too much. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to figure out a different way to open up our segments with each other, because it sounds kind of like I'm just hitting I've got a button pre-recorded for what we say every time I start the show. So
I hear you.
I don't have I can't do fireworks in here. We almost burnt the place down already, and we had the pole removed out of here because that wasn't good. We can't start the show off with that. YouTube wouldn't allow us to do anything exciting. I'm just kidding. I'm really kidding. So what's new? What's going on?
Man, not a whole lot. Just, living the family life and taking things day by day, man. You never know what today's going to throw at you.
You never can... be prepared for what life with kids will throw at you. So
never.
Yeah.
And I took my nephew and Lou and our neighbor kid fishing the other day.
Okay.
And before we left the house, one of them had bit the other one.
Oh, Jesus.
And he bit the shit out of him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Nephew wanted his haircut, so I buzzed his head. And in the time I'd gone upstairs to go and get my little trimmer and get back down to outside, because I just shaved his head outside. He had so much hair.
Yeah.
And by the time I got back down, one of them had already got a hold of the other one with a pair of clippers and took a whole plug out of that shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Summertime haircuts, man. Yeah. Get out in the yard, buzz that head.
I'm telling you, I turned my back for 2 seconds. They'd already picked them up and hit one of them like Johnny Knoxville.
That's what I was going to say. Have you ever, obviously you've seen it, when they'd walk up behind each other and just shave a big plug. Man, if somebody did that to me.
Notice a difference with me.
You're getting hit so many times. I'm not even kidding. That's one thing that I would see them do, and I'd be like, man, that's one thing that would piss me off so bad. So, yep. I want to jump into, we got listeners in Croatia now, so we just want to say hey to you guys. Thanks for listening. The home of one of my favorite MMA guys, Mirko Krokop. He's a bad dude. Always enjoyed watching him kick people in the head and putting them to sleep.
Oh, that dude was awesome. So,
we have a sponsorship with Moonwalker Delta 8. And so we have that link on our website. If you go to our website, I don't know if anybody out there that's kind of curious about the Moonwalker Delta 8, You can go to that link and you can actually get a free sample. You just have to pay for shipping. I think it's like $4, but they send you four gummies. They'll send you four gummies for free when you pay for the shipping.
Oh, man.
If you're having a tough time sleeping, or if you're having a tough time with, you know, some anxiety, or possibly having a tough time taking opioids, and you kind of want a different route to kind of get off of those, or you know somebody that does, do the research on that Moonwalker Delta 8. Just research it and see if it's right for you, and then get that free sample. Of course, you got to be 21.
That is fantastic.
It's unreal. Like, I sleep like a baby. Like, I have restless leg syndrome, so I wake myself up kicking my feet, run like I'm running a marathon in the bed.
I'm with you.
But I'll take one of those, and I sleep sound all night. So I have no issues sleeping anymore, so which is a good thing, because I hate taking medicine. I'm just not one of these kind of people that take medicine.
I'm the same. My dad, coming up my whole life, his mother had always told him, if you want to stay healthy, stay away from the doctor's medicine.
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
yeah. And you know, I've tried to stick with that as much as I could, of course, with hereditary high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and eating the way I do, just living like a blob of shit.
Yeah. God, I've changed that. So,
you know, I try to stay away from that stuff as much as I can, mm-hmm. because I mean, all that shit's filtered through your kidneys and your liver, and eventually it's going to affect you.
Listen, and this is just happened this week. I had a guy that I know, he'd came over, and he's developed gout in his toes. Ooh. And I hear that's terrible. I hope I never have that issue. But he's on five different medications. He's on the one for gout, and then he's on another one for to reverse effects that you may have.
Yeah.
And then that one gives you, you know, negative effects. So he has to take another one. So he's taking five different pills. And I was like, dude.
And you know, the side effect on all those is crippling shits.
Yeah.
And they're all emergencies. Yeah,
I
know.
I told him, though, I was like, man, I was like, first off, you need to look at your diet and change up some stuff. And I said, and then try this, try it, you know, see if it'll work for you. So I don't know. But yeah. Go check us out. Go check out Moonwalker Delta 8 website. It's on our website. Hit the link. And if you do decide that you want to try it out, make sure you use our promo code. It's on there at CSIPOD01. So go check out Moonwalker Delta 8. And also, we want to give a shout out to Alex again at Beard Corp. The Beard Corp sent me some more beard butter. It makes me smell citrusy around my chin. So the lady of the house likes it. So I appreciate that. And if you guys are looking for some good beard products, not beer, beard products, go check out the Beard Corp. Go to CigarStoreIdiot.com and hit that link. And be sure if you see something there that you like, use our promo code to save some money. So last night, Braves game. Braves and the Mets. I hate the Mets and I hate the Phillies. I actually met two scouts this past summer and actually interviewed them there on one of our podcasts. But they're super nice, and they're the only reason that I would like the Phillies or the Mets. So, but dude for the Mets is batting. He's up there, and the Braves bring in – they take out Freed because he's got a cramp, and bring in Webb. And Webb hits this dude in the face with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oof.
I'm talking right in the schnoz, like right straight in the – it looked like it was bad. This dude was – he was bleeding out at home plate. It was so bad.
Oh, man.
But he got up and walked off on his own accord. Like,
grief.
Like blood just pouring. They had to take a timeout you know how they have the field crew out there to work on the dirt in between the innings?
Yeah.
To make the – well, they were covering up blood spots out there at home plate. It was bad. It was so bad.
Oh, man, I'd have sold that like Ric Flair. That would have been a show. You'd hit me in the face with a baseball.
Man, I'm going to tell you. I used to coach baseball. I think I've said that a million times, but I used to coach baseball, and I would see incidents like that happen, like in Little League, and it would ruin kids. Like, they'd be done forever.
Yep.
Like, you got, and it's the same as you just think about when you get in at the adult level to the major league level, even minor leagues, high school. When you hit somebody in the face with a baseball like that and they catch it full on, it's not a glancing blow. I mean, you just think about Charlie Culver's last year. Most of the time will ruin a hitter. Like if you pitch them inside, dude, they will not stay in there.
That's trauma, man. That's traumatic.
Jason Hayward, when he played for the Braves, he got hit in the face. And in my opinion, it's my personal opinion, and I love Jason Hayward, and I wish he would have always been a Brave. But, you know, he never was right at the plate again.
you know, and he still wears that face shield, you know, on his, yeah, to cover his cheek, but it's a fastball right to the face, you know, and some, sure, dudes, some dudes, they cannot recover from that. And even if you look at on the pitching side of it too, your confidence, pitchers are a lot of head work, man. A lot of head work. So, when you hit a guy like that in the face, just a solid shot, 94 mile an hour fastball, you tend to not want to pitch people inside anymore,
because yeah, right,
you have that fear of hitting somebody in the face.
Yep.
I mean, it takes a real, I guess you just got to be a real asshole to be a real good pitcher.
So, yeah.
Are you going to get, like, I remember Bob Gibson, like, of course, he pitched before I was born, but I'll go back and watch stuff on him, and fuck, dude, he'll hit you right in the ear hole. Like, he'll put it right between your numbers, and he ain't throwing no off-speed shit either.
Yeah,
he's throwing attention getters.
Oh, yeah. So, well, think about Nolan Ryan. He hits you with a pitch, and you come at him, he's going
to
whoop your ass, too.
He whips your ass back to the home plate, yeah. And that, isn't that the funniest thing?
Was that Robin Ventura?
Robin Ventura, yeah. My buddy actually has a 8x10 glossy of that. Nolan has Robin Ventura in a headlock just wearing him out. And then it's got Nolan Ryan's signature on it. It's the coolest thing.
Dude, that is awesome.
I'm going to try to buy it from him. We need it in here. So
now I seen somebody get hit the other day. It was that fella from the Nationals. He may be the best Nationals player. I remember when I was coming out of high school, I think he just
talking about Harper.
Yes,
he got traded to the Phillies, so he got hit the other day too.
Bryce Harper,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
who it was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He wasn't happy about it. So
how'd he? It didn't do any real damage, or
well, he got hit. Some folks are just cut from a different cloth, man.
Yeah,
and that guy got hit full on, and he even acknowledged to the which I thought was cool, because everybody gives Bryce Harper such a hard time because he's a dick, but. I mean, he can back it up, man, and I respect his hustle. I'd love for him to be a Brave. Man, I'd love to have him in Atlanta. But yeah, he got hit in the face, and he actually messaged the pitcher. Guy, sound like a shimp off the Three Stages this morning. Fucking cashews are killing me. But he messaged the pitcher, and he talked to him, and he was like, you know, I know you didn't mean to do it. It's cool. You know, just, you know, I guess trying to. Because he knows it's just as mentally effective on a pitcher as it is the hitter.
Absolutely.
It's not as painful, but yeah, it still has the same effect. So
that's a cool dude to actually reach out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people just wouldn't give a shit.
Oh, you could see last night Webb got in that. They took him out. They pulled him as soon as he hit him because they knew he was rattled, and which I think is the right thing for the coach to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen coaches leave guys in. The guy that hit Charlie in the face last year or the year before, he left him in the game. And, dude, he couldn't throw it in the ocean if he's standing on the edge of the Titanic.
Good
and that
grief.
Son of a bitch was going down. He couldn't throw it in the water. I mean, he was so tore up.
Shit.
And but, yeah, the coach there. But Webb was, you can see he's visibly shook up about it. He's on the bench, just kind of had his head down the whole time. And guys trying to rally around him. So I felt bad for him, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, I hope everything's on the up and up for that guy and he don't miss too many games.
Yeah, because that's never – you know, that's never the intention of a pitcher unless it's the Yankees versus the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, and then your ass is you're just getting hit, dude. You're just going to get – I mean, that's just the way it is with those guys. And we all expect it, and I think they do too.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we had a good base brawl.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, so.
They've had quite a bit of bench clearing
yeah.
In the past few years, I've noticed. I really – once I got into MMA and combat sports, I don't know. I just don't really watch too much with the ball anymore.
Yeah, man, I love baseball.
But I used to love it, man. And I pitched when I played. And you're right, man. That is 100% mental.
Yeah.
Dude, I broke my arm one summer at the end of the season. I broke my arm, couldn't pitch. And that next year I come back, dude, I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat. I mean, I could. Yeah. I used to be able to put the baseball where I wanted.
Yeah.
Shit, after I broke my arm, man, it just did something to my confidence, and I never was the same.
It was so funny when Tyler played baseball. He always had a real strong arm, and I was like, if we could let Tyler pitch from second base, he'd be hell. When you get him in the distance, dude, like he threw a kid out one year. He was playing. He was in left, and the kid was on third in a. They hit the ball deep, and it was kind of hit in front of him, but he caught it on a bounce and crow hopped it. Man, he melted this kid down at home plate, like melted him down. Like, wasn't even close. And everybody's like, God dang, Tyler, we didn't need. But that was always the joke. I was like, if we could let him pitch from second base, he'd be hell. He'd be hard to hit. So, but you get him closer, man, it gets in his head, you know. That's all we're talking about. So, all right, we're going to – I got one for you right here, Ed. You ready? Ready
yes,
for
sir.
This? Here we go. Today's segment of God dang, it's too long.
I love the music.
The
bro.
What the Florida is going on? All right, today's segment: unidentified man walks into inner secret sex shop, and he has questions about a particular sex doll that he has his eye on.
Yeah.
While he gets worker. Catherine Morales gets her attention and gets the doll and starts going over some of the details of the doll. He waits until she gets another customer. He throws this doll up on his back and runs out the door, never to be seen again. So in the police interview, the police is interviewing Miss Morales, and the doll that he had his eye on that he was particularly fond of was the Jenna Jameson Extreme doll.
Okay. Man's got taste.
Man knew what it's a man that knows what he wants. And he goes and gets it.
Yeah.
Illegally, but he goes and gets it. So he steals this Jenna Jameson extreme sex doll who has battery skills, if you will. You've got some batteries. I don't know where those go. There's plenty of holes on that to put the batteries
in. I'm sure.
But he steals this doll and runs out the door. So there's your what the Florida. The guy was never caught. I'd love to give you his name, but he was never caught. So could you imagine?
That's awesome.
Just driving down the road and you got some dude that's got, it looks like, and it looks like a woman. I mean, it looks like a real person. He's got this sex doll thrown over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's got her piggybacking him. I don't know. Look, he's running across the street with a naked lady on his back. That's what it looks like.
I respect the hustle.
It's a...
Things had not worked out how they have for me. Shit, that could be me.
I think he was like, do I want the extreme one or do I just want the regular because I can afford the regular one? He's like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to take this one. You know, well, so
either that or he had to case it before. He went in and said, you know what? That's the one I want right there. I'm coming back Wednesday.
No, he wasn't saying that in his head. He was saying that to that doll on the shelf. I'll be back, baby. You just wait. They can't keep us apart. Ain't nobody going to hold our love down.
He kisses it and then places it on the doll before he walks out. With his finger, kisses his fingers and then puts his fingers on the doll. It just holds it there for just a
on
little too long. Soon.
here's a crazy story about a criminal. It's a guy that my dad worked at this place when he was younger in his life, and he worked with this guy. I think it might have been my uncle, but my dad told me the story. But this guy was like, he was like a serial thief, but he was so sly about it. And I don't know who this guy is, just for reference, if anybody wants to come at me. I don't know who this guy is. This is a family story I've heard for years. But he walked into a Sears, and Sears used to not be in malls. They had they were just storefronts. It was just a Sears. You would go to Sears. So he goes to Sears and he picks up this this little radio jam box thing, and he's like messing with it. And the Sears sales rep goes, what you got there? And he goes, I'm trying to make this thing come on, turn on. I can't get it to turn on. And it's the display. So the salesman, being a good salesman that he is, he goes, I see what the problem is. He's like, you didn't put any batteries in it, silly. And the guy's like, oh, is that what it was? And he goes, yeah, don't have any batteries in it. He's like, I tell you what, I'm just going to give you these free on the house. He puts the damn batteries in this guy's jam box right off the shelf. And he turns it on and goes, yeah, it's working. He puts it on his shoulder and dances out the fucking door with it. And he's gone. Like, gone.
That's fucking awesome.
Another thing he did. Here's another one he did. He got a this one's even better. So this guy, he's a criminal. Let's just call it what it is. He's a criminal. So he's walking around, and there was it may have been Sears, or it could have been Otasco. Was like Sears back in the day. So there was a store called Otasco that sold the same shit Sears did. And he noticed they just put a regular pad, like, it, you know how like at most like Home Depot and stuff, you see all the lawnmowers lined up on the outside.
Yeah.
Well, they run a chain through them now, right? There's a chain through them all. Yeah. Okay. Well, this fucking guy's probably the reason why there's a chain through them. At Otasco, they would take all the push mowers, and I think they had a couple of riding mowers, probably not very many back then, but they pushed them back behind this chain link fence, and had a just a, like a regular master lock on it.
Yeah.
So this fucking guy goes and buys a master lock, and while Otasco's open, they've got all the lawnmowers lined out front, the gate's open, and the master lock's just hanging in the gate. Well, hell, he just puts his lock on it. He opens his lock and puts it on there and comes back that night. Sure as shit, that's his lock. It's on there. And he takes his key and he unlocks it. Well, he starts loading up these lawnmowers on the back of his truck. This gets even better. So the police pulls up. It's like, what are you doing over here? And he goes, oh, he's like, I got a delivery. I got to take these damn things. They got me out late at night. And this thing's got to be in, I forgot where, let's just say Gadsden, Alabama, in the morning by 9:30. And he's like, and he's just bitching at the police about having to work. And the policeman says, yeah, that sucks. He goes, well, let me help you get them loaded up. The cop helps him load the lawnmowers up and he drives. I don't know what he did with them. I mean, I'm sure he sold them, but there's other little bitty stories about him and things, but those are the two major ones that stick out with me that I always remember. This guy's like straight up just a criminal.
Hey, quick on his feet too.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, most people, like if the cops pull up and you're doing some sketchy shit, those kind of people just take off running. They get away. And this guy's like, oh, I got to load this shit up and take it to the gas. No, I got to be there in the morning. I'll be at home in the bed. My feet hurt, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, well, let us help you load them up. I want to say it was one or it might have been two cops. They helped him load those damn lawnmowers on his car.
Dude, that is
great.
That's
some shit you see in a movie. Oh, like, yeah. It really is.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this guy told me this story the other day, and this is what I like to think of as quick thinking, or at least just smart thinking. So they got hired to clean out this old house, right? Well, he finds this older yellow index card and a little one of those little, it's like a putt-putt pencil, mm-hmm. little bit small ones. Well, he takes on that index card and he says, I don't know why the hell I thought of this. He said, but I write on this index card, Johnny buried it 10 steps in straight out the back door and then 5 steps to the left. And he just stuck that index card up in a closet in that house. And they leave not thinking nothing else about it. Somebody buys that house, and about a month and a half later, he drives by that place, and they'd rented an excavator, and they just dig it up the backyard and find what.
Are you serious?
On this index card.
They're thinking there's a dead person out there they're trying to dig up. Oh, my God. Dude, that's great. There's so much. Like, you'll see pictures of, like, people, they'll go buy those skeletons from, like, Halloween stores and stuff. Like construction guys, and then they'll put it back behind the, you know, and then they'll put the drywall over it. And it's like, whoever redoes this house next is going to have a, you know, have a good field day with this. So that kind of shit would scare me. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'd run out of that house screaming like it was on fire.
Yeah. Oh man, there's just mischievousness is,
yeah.
God, I love it.
I do too. I think it helps make the world go round.
It does.
We need those kind of people.
It does. Yeah. You know, when I was in high school, around Christmas time, or we do it in Halloween too, but around Christmas time, we'd ride around these subdivisions and we'd mount them reindeer on top of each other.
Oh my God. Oh God. Okay. I'm going to tell this story so bad. I was friends with a juvenile delinquent when I was growing up.
Yeah, me too.
and I did not take part in this because I was afraid of my dad. My dad would kill me if I'd done some nonsense, but not my friend. His dad apparently didn't give a shit what he did. But his dad was a builder, and they were in a subdivision. They were building this nice subdivision, and they had these really nice houses they were building. And so, you know, a lot of the houses are unfinished and stuff, and the other houses, they're, you know, they've got people moving in. So they go by, not go by, but they go through the neighborhood with his hoodlum friends, skateboarding through the neighborhood or whatever. And there's this big black trash, like a trash can, a plastic trash can. And they find a dead dog. They put it in the trash can, and they start filling it halfway up with water. And they're all like throwing up in it. Like it made, it said it's the grossest thing they ever smelled. It said it's just like they're all puking and they throw up in the thing and it just keeps going.
Oh man.
So then they and it's got the wheels on the back of it, this trash can. So they take this trash can to one of the houses. People just moved in this house. And in the foyer was carpet. I mean, it's carpeted or whatever. And so they roll this damn thing up and they prop it up against the door of the homeowner. And they hit the doorbell and take off running. So the dude opens the door. The trash can falls over in his house. And all this water with this vomit and dead dog juice and dead dog and stuff dumps all into their foyer. Like, just like, he's like, the guy's like, he said, I could hear that guy gagging and throwing up and cussing. It's like, and until we couldn't hear him anymore. He said, he was like, you know, but he's like, could you imagine trying to, I mean, they had to call somebody in to specially clean that. There's there's no way to, I mean, you've got rotten dead dog juice, whatever.
God.
I know. Yeah. And Ed, thank you this morning for bringing me a donut.
Yes, sir.
I'm on my freaking meal plan, and I'm eating cashews while Ed's eating chocolate covered donuts. So
yeah, well, that's
I appreciate the gesture, but kiss my ass, Ed.
Well, they were fantastic. They're from here in Rome at the Sweet Bar.
Yeah, yeah, it's the best donuts in town.
Oh no man, doubt. They're fantastic. They're free good. Plug there, Sweet yeah. Bar.
Sweet Bar, if you need a sponsor, I mean, we need one, so. Hit me up. We'll talk money or donuts. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and I want to. We were talking about doing this one, and I was like, the more I read it, I was like, okay, yeah, we're definitely going to do it because you know the ones that me and Ed do, the podcast that Ed and I do together, are just a little twisted and off.
It's like me.
That's like we are. So. Let's take a look at Karen Greenlee. Karen Greenlee, and I tried to find a picture of her last night, and I couldn't, and Ed showed me one this morning, so I'm even more...
And she is smoking for someone to...
I'm even more intrigued by this lady now that I don't know. She's got that disconnect like serial killers and porn stars. She's like a combination, if you will.
She is. Did you read the interview with her?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that.
Dude.
We're definitely getting into that, so... Karen Greenlee was an apprentice embalmer in Sacramento, and everything was going swimmingly.
Yep.
Until December 17th, 1979, when she jumped in that 1975 Caddy with a 33-year-old male dead body in the back of the hearse, pulls up to the funeral home, sees the family, and she has other ideas. She stomps the gas, does a donut, and takes off. And a couple of days later, they find her in neighboring Sierra County, California. And according to the doctor who was caring for her at the time that she was found, she had tried to commit suicide by taking numerous Tylenol and codeine. And she survived. She survived. Also, when they found her lifeless body... And I guess another lifeless body in a Cadillac. They found a 4.5-page confession on how she had slept and had sex with 20 to 40 dead men and called it an addiction. So let's take it back. December 17th, everybody's like, it's 7 days of Christmas.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what I'm going to get. And this chick's stealing dead people and having sex with them.
Having sex with them. And
what a better place to work.
For somebody, I mean, but if you're into necrophilia.
Who's going to tell?
Yeah. That, I mean.
It doesn't make it right.
Nah, it doesn't.
But and nobody's going to talk.
Here's the thing, though. I guarantee you, we take those 20 to 40 dead men. If we were able to ask them if they wanted to press charges. They'd say, hell no, she can do it again.
Oh, my God. So, if that's not disturbing enough, and the statistics show, she's an anomaly. She is a unicorn because 9 out of every 10 people that practice necrophilia is a man.
Yep.
But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into her thought process of what sex is. So,
yeah.
God, what happened to her? What's going on between her ears? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. You know, it It takes a especially sweet person to have
to care for somebody at that point.
Yeah,
that way.
You know, we have.
She's loving. She's just loving. Right.
We have pre-death nurses and things that see people on their way out. We don't have anybody that sees them once they're already on their way out until they're in the ground. She is an after-death care. That's what she's into, and
there may be a market for that.
There may be.
Hospice. I mean, what are we working with?
Yeah,
what are we working with?
Yeah.
So, necrophilia was not illegal in California at the time because why would they make a law about something nobody would do?
you would think. You're telling me she's an innovator.
She is an innovator of the of her love language is embalming fluid, the smell of embalming fluid. It was not illegal to have sex with a dead person in California at that time. She could only be charged with stealing the hearse and interference with a funeral. She got a whopping $255 fine and 11 days in the hole. She was also required to have mandatory therapy to help her make peace with herself.
What? See, that's the thing. They're trying to give everybody therapy nowadays.
There's a pill you can take, and it'll make you not want to hump dead people. Or there's an organization that will take you under their wing and say, it's just a sexual preference. She's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, I'm not shit, lady. Yeah. I'll pretend to be dead.
I mean, why didn't she just take that route? Why didn't she just, hey, you just lay there and don't do nothing?
Yeah, yeah. Steve, just lay here, and if you could hold your breath until you passed out.
As long as I don't see any candles or sharp objects, I might play ball. I don't know.
I ain't mad at baby girl.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so the family of John L. Mercure. Yeah, that's it. Is it Mercury? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Great handwriting, Rob. Sued for $1 million for emotional distress, and they sued for because, God damn it, give them $1 million. At least. That's what they deserve, the family, at least. Just give them that. But the defense attorney stated that was just too much money to give old Johnny's mom because she was suffering from alcoholism and depression. Well, her kid's dead, so that might cause her to drink and be a little depressed.
Yeah.
And when she finds out some lady stole him and was humping his cold dead corpse...
Yeah.
She probably got to drinking a little more thinking about it, you know?
I see what you're saying. Her drinking and her depression kind of made her more judgmental toward Miss Greenlee. I see what you're saying.
They discredited this dead guy's mom because the girl that was humping her dead son is a good person. She just went down a wrong path 40 times.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for a good defense lawyer.
Did we get a name for that guy? I might need him in the future. I mean, I ain't planning on humping dead people, but he can obviously get you out of some shit.
I imagine that phone call he got to defend that case was, hello, what was the charge? Okay. I'll take this one.
He's got a brother named Saul Goodman, probably. Yeah. So they discredited this mom that she's an alcoholic and she's a depressant. Is that a word? She's depressed. So they feel like it's fair to settle. And also, I forgot to mention this too, and I didn't write this guy's name down because I'm just still trying to soak all this in. A person that worked with her, that was training her to be a mortician, an embalmer and a mortician. He said that she was a sweet girl and that. She made a mistake 40 times.
Yeah.
And he didn't feel like that she was a threat to anybody or herself, and he didn't think she would ever do it again. So the judge says, sounds good to me. Here's a check for $117,000. Get out of my courtroom.
Well, you know why that fella said that.
Go drink yourself to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know why he said it. Probably because of his video and his
shit. Because he's done 60 to 80. Oh, my God.
She's like, how do you get their legs to move after rigor mortis sets in? He breaks out a heating pad. He's like, watch this.
That when I read that story, Karen Greenlee, I thought, man,
what a sweetheart of a name.
Yeah. Sweetheart of a name. Yeah, when I first saw her name, I got on one of those wiki rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And I seen her, and I thought, well, this must be some kind of victim of something. And you know what? I was right. She was a victim of a judgmental family.
Yeah. Yeah. They treated her so unfairly once they found out she was sleeping with dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's your sister. You know. You got to love her. You got to love her. One brother actually has ostracized her from the family. He does not speak to her. And the other brother, he's a little inquisitive. He's like, why did you do it? How did you do it? How did it make you feel?
Yeah, that's probably because that.
Do you remember anything when you were when you were younger than 5 years old? And me? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's why that fella's so supportive.
Yeah, he's like, don't rat me out, man. I didn't know what I was doing.
Some real ill intent there. But, you know, honestly, if I'm being honest and not just trying to be funny here, very messed up. I don't know how you get to that point in
life.
Me
neither, dude. Me neither. What point do you unplug and check out? And you just think, this is a great idea.
How do you not, after the first time you do that, the next day you walk around all these living people that are having sex with living people, and you're not like, man, none of these people know I slept with a fucking corpse last night.
That goes back to the whole thing, too, of people sleeping with sex dolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something there, too, man.
That's a real weird one.
It's not I think it's the inability to interact with people.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I also believe it's a power thing. Like, they have nobody to tell them, you know, they can do whatever they want to this doll. They can't be told no. And there's something there, man. There's a very fine line of what sexual gratification and somebody being a homicidal maniac.
Absolutely.
And they are using that. It's like when you don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore and you dip.
Yeah.
You got to find a correlation.
Yeah.
There's a healthier way for me to do this without hurting myself.
Yeah.
Because they're not worried about hurting people. You know, I don't think so.
It's so weird there's something there. And like you're saying with the dolls, with the sex dolls, the real dolls, all those things. There is a definite disconnect if you're having sexual gratification from having sex with an inanimate object.
Yeah. Like a beehive.
Yeah.
A dead tree. A mud hole. Yeah. There's a list. I mean, there's a list.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to think about this, too. The other thing that these companies that produce these sex dolls, which is funny that we that's why I did the Jenna Jameson doll Florida story to tie it in with this. But those companies are able to create preteen adolescent dolls. They make those and they sell those. And so I don't know why or how the government can't step in and say, you know, where's the list of people that ordered this?
That is exactly what I was about to say.
These are the people we need to go talk
to. They need to be on a fucking list.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, man, I don't know. Well, I'm getting on a rabbit hole now with that. But there's a disconnect with those folks as well. I mean, what about the people that married the guy that married his sex doll?
Oh yeah, well think about this.
And then he apologized to his sex doll for cheating on it while it was being have some maintenance. I mean,
we'll say they need to have that fella on a list of some sort.
Was he fucking a toaster while she was out? Commission?
I'm sure.
I don't know what was going on. Yeah, that's a whole story. That's in England. Or Great Britain or England somewhere. But that's the whole story. The guy, he confessed to his sex doll that he was unfaithful to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think that. So you like true crime as much as I do.
Yeah.
So if you're on that downward spiral of already, you're already not having relationships with people. And those things aren't cheap. Those things are like $5,000 and plus for those, the real, the Cadillac versions.
The Cadillac versions, yeah. The extreme, the Jenna Jameson extremes. Yeah. I mean, no, they've got them that'll talk to you. Like, they've got AI, some sort of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, but they don't talk back.
But they don't talk back. Yeah, yeah, they don't talk back. They will talk to you, though.
But if you're already on that downward spiral of I'm buying an inanimate object, I'm spending thousands plus on this thing.
You're unplugging yourself from society.
You are completely disconnecting yourself from a
relationship.
Any kind of regular viewing people on any kind of regular plane. Yeah. Let's say that this guy just has a, and I'm using guy, but shit, girls can do it too. Look at Miss Karen Greenlee as far as being a necrophiliac.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, you know. She is a unicorn, Rob. She really
is. She is. She's a unicorn.
But
so was Ted Bundy. He was a unicorn, too.
He sure was.
Because he was an intelligent serial killer. And he didn't try to hide. He was flamboyant. And he was, God, there's another we can get on that one, too. So,
if you're already on that downward spiral, let's say this guy's abusive or actually wants to hurt someone. He's got this doll here that doesn't make the sound when you hit it. And
he's bored with it.
Yeah, he already is losing feeling.
Yeah, you're moving on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's gonna really put you in a real downward spiral there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think those people need to be watched very closely because I agree.
I mean, yeah. I totally feel like there's a big fat disconnect with people that are sleeping with sex dolls. Sorry, if any of our listeners sleep with sex dolls.
We don't need to offend you.
We don't mean to offend you, but maybe we are trying to offend you.
Maybe because you're making love to non-living persons.
Yeah.
Dude, I learned something interesting yesterday. So in Australia, it is illegal to capture a dolphin and keep it for entertainment purposes because they are intelligent and they consider them non-human persons.
What?
Yeah. How crazy is that? I'm sorry. Shit, Australia. It's India.
I'll give you an even crazier dolphin story. There was a group of scientists that was doing. Do you know the story?
No.
They were having. They had these dolphins, and we'll do a podcast on this one. But a lady had a relationship with a dolphin. She stayed with a dolphin all the time. They were doing scientific evidence. Stuff was going on because you know dolphins are like.
Oh, yeah.
They're horny creatures.
Yeah, they like
just,
to come, too.
That's all they do. I mean, they're just always trying. They're swimming, eating, and having sex with each other.
Yeah.
Or anything they get a hold of.
Yeah.
That's why you see all these videos of people, like, hugging a dolphin, and the dolphin's, like, trying to, like, it ain't trying to swim on you.
Yeah.
It ain't, like, I'm not flipper. It's trying to get us good.
I'm so, thumper.
Yeah, thumper. Yeah. But they, this lady had a relationship with this dolphin. They didn't go into great detail, but you kind of can, like, kind of read between the lines on what was going on there. And when the experiment was over, and this is the fucked up part, when the experiment was over, the lady left, the dolphin was brokenhearted that this woman was gone. It was his companion.
Yeah.
And it swam to the bottom of the tank and drowned itself. Never came back up.
No.
It mourned itself to death and committed suicide. That is real. That's a real thing. You can research that.
Man.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is pretty crazy. So let's get back to old Karen here. In 1987, she gave a detailed interview about her necrophilia interests to a writer, Jim Morton, for his book Apocalypse Culture. Okay, and I'm going to read you some excerpts from this gentleman's book because I was like, I can't even write this down. When she answers to the question of how she prefers to interact sexually with a corpse, she states, damn it, why did I mash that button? She says, people have this misconception that there has to be penetration for sexual gratification, which is bull, exclamation point. I know, it's like, okay, let me see what she says. The most sensitive part of a woman is in her front area, and that's what needs to be stimulated. Besides, there are different aspects of sexual expression, touchy-feely, 69, even holding hands. Was this happening? that body is just laying there, but it has what it takes to make me happy. The cold, the aurora of death, the aura of death and the smell of death, the funeral home surroundings, it all contributes. On the smell of death, she stated, I find the odor of death very erotic. There, she would have had a great time at that guy's house when they dumped that juicy dead dog on his carpet.
I bet she stunk.
Oh, my God. there are death odors that are death odors. Now, you get your body that's been floating in a bay for 2 weeks, or a bum victim that doesn't attract me, but a freshly embalmed corpse is something else. On working at the funeral home, she stated, that's where I did a lot of my extracurricular activities. I had keys, so I would slip back in after hours and spend the night in there. On suicide, she stated, I've tried killing myself, and I was living in a halfway house a couple of blocks from the funeral home. I decided to go to a mausoleum and try to kill myself again. The mausoleum had a door connecting to the mortuary. I can't even talk today. I was sitting in there real depressed when, just for the hell of it, I decided to try running my driver's license along the edge of the door and click, it popped open. I couldn't believe it. So I tried again and the door popped open again. I went in to prep the room. There had to be a body in there. I had some fun. I did my thing and forgot all about killing myself. Well, that's good. That's a positive end to that.
That's what I'm saying.
Positive. Positive. Just need a little help.
Yeah, that's right.
About how frustrating it is when everybody wants to cure you or change you. Here's the kicker. It is frustrating. For a while, I found myself thinking, yeah, it isn't normal. Why can't I just be like other people? Why doesn't the same pair of shoes fit me just right? I went through all that personal hell and finally accepted myself and realized that it's just me, it's just my nature, and I might as well enjoy it. I'm miserable when I try something else. It says, I'm miserable when I try to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
Which is a sane human being. On psychotherapy, the more I talk to these people, social workers and therapists, the more I realize necrophilia makes sense for me. The reason I've been having a problem with it is because I couldn't accept myself. I'm still trying to live my life by other people's standards. To accept it was peace. Greenlee later reported that she regretted the interview. I wonder why. And she changed her identity and moved to another city. So, humping dead bodies in a city near you. Yeah, dude. She's
still living out there.
She's still out there. She's still out there.
Karen, if you hear us, I know you're not Karen anymore.
Call in to the show. We would love to talk to you. Just DM us, hit us up on our social media.
Yeah.
Or hit us up on the website. Leave us a message. Yeah. We'd love to have you call in and talk about it.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm confused. I'm not a fan. I'm just confused. But yeah, dude, what the hell's up with people?
I don't know. Sexuality is a weird one that
even reading her statement, like her whole statement is just like
that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She might have been smoking some embalming fluid.
Something is definitely, you know, there had to have been some sort of sexual trauma at an early age.
You would
had to be, dude.
Because most people I know are terrified. Like anybody that I know, like, I couldn't work around dead people. Like, it's a lucrative business and you make a lot of money, but it's just to me, I couldn't. It takes a special person to work in places like that.
Yeah.
It takes a real special person to work in a place like that and have sex with the dead people.
You know, I found a dead body.
Really?
Yeah. At my old job, before I got on where I'm at now, I worked for an oxygen company.
Okay.
And we delivered oxygen to homes for oxygen patients. We delivered tanks and we delivered the oxygen concentrators, which, you know, are the ones you plug into the wall and they make their own oxygen.
Yep.
And it was my first stop of the morning.
Oh.
And this is not somebody we saw very often.
Did you take him a donut?
I didn't. I wasn't as sweet to that fella, but I pull up and I see something white on the backside of his carport. He didn't have a garage; he had a carport, and I seen something white laying on the side of it. And I kept looking. At first I thought, is that a dead deer? I thought it was the white belly of a dead deer, you know. And so I'm looking and looking. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what that is. Now, keep in mind, this guy had a trach in his throat. And so I get out of the van, and I go walking up, and I'm looking, And I get about halfway there between my van and that body, and it clicked. I went, oh, shit, that's a person.
Oh, my God.
And I kept looking and kept looking. I said, oh, that's the guy I'm here to see.
And, he was too late.
I was too late. What is crazy is what your mind does when you see something like that. Immediately, my mind went, whoever did this to him, I wonder if they're still here. So I went and got back in the fucking van.
Oh, hell yeah.
Locked the doors.
I would have thought that, too.
Yeah, called 911. And I noticed before I got back in the van, there were handprints around one of the rails. And I guess
they just fell out.
Well, here's what I think happened. And I called the police. Police came. Of course, they talked to me. And what was crazy is you know, I think I may have walked by someone that may have been smoking a marijuana cigarette earlier that morning.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was under the influence of marijuana.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to the police while I'm feeling like I'm under the influence of marijuana.
Yeah.
And I've just found a dead body. Dude, I was scared as shit.
Oh, yeah. God, who wouldn't be? I'd be freaking out.
And so what I think happened, and he slept right by his door, is his airway got blocked at some point during the night. And he got up to try to free his airway, ran outside on his carport, and that handprint was slid around that rail.
Okay.
And that's when he just eventually succumbed to the suffocation and whatever was in his airway. But, dude, that was my first stop of that day. And that'll set you up for a strange, strange day.
Oh, yeah. Hell. Shit. Strange turn of events.
Oh, yeah. Well, what... I almost found a dead body one time. So do you remember a lady was murdered here in Rome around the early 2000s?
Yeah. The prostitute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they wrapped her in a carpet and dumped her behind Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just happened to be the place we would go to sometimes on weekends, have bonfires and drink beer.
Yeah.
Well, I remember one night we were up there and we didn't have a whole lot of shit to burn. And a friend of mine says, hey, let's burn that carpet in here. Dude, that prostitute was wrapped up in that carpet.
That's where they found her, in a lump of carpet. Yeah, rolled up in a lump of carpet.
We were going to throw that carpet on the fire.
Damn.
And we decided against it because it was still a little wet. And dude, it was that next week.
There's a dead body in there.
Oh, the next week, they find that carpet.
You know
up
what's
there in
even crazier? When y'all went up there and that body was there, how long ago was it they found her after y'all was up there?
Dude, a week or two.
Y'all very well could have been there the night that she got murdered.
Could have been
there. Did not the guy drove her up there and murdered her?
Could
have been. Wouldn't he a carrier? Wouldn't he work as a carrier for the post office?
Yeah, sure was.
Wow. And very unsuspecting.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. That's crazy as shit.
Oh, yeah. So that's two I could have almost, but one for sure confirmed.
Yeah.
That is a... seemed like I've put myself in some shitty places.
You
huh?
have. You have. I think we all have, though. So, yeah. Well, all right, man. That's going to wrap it up for this episode.
Rob, it was a ball, man. It always is.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody, make sure you go check out the CigarStoreIdiot.com and check out Moonwalker and the Beard Corp, Duke Cannon, Killcliff, all that good stuff. And if you like what we're doing, please keep sharing it with your people. You are a huge part of what we're doing and growing in this thing.
Leave us a review.
Yeah, leave it. Go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. If you love us, tell us you love us. If you hate us, then curb stomp us and kick our teeth out. we got tough skin. We got thick skin.
That's right.
And I'll call your ass out on the podcast.
Yeah, Ghostman92LX.
Yeah, Cody Randolph. We know what you're trying to do. All right, man. Thank you so much. And let's do it again soon.
Appreciate you, Rob.
Yes, sir.